This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Robertson McQuilkin, for 22 years, was the president of Columbia Bible College and Seminary in Columbia, South Carolina. Some of you know where Columbia is. This is one of the most amazing stories I've ever read in my life. He said when he wrote this, "It's been a decade since that day during a Florida vacation when Muriel, my wife, repeated to the couple we were visiting the story she had just told 5 minutes earlier. Funny, I thought, that never happened before, but then it started to happen more frequently. 3 years later, when Muriel was hospitalized for tests on her heart, a young doctor called me aside and said, 'Robertson, you may need to think of the possibility of Alzheimer's,' he said. I was incredulous. These young doctors are so presumptuous and insensitive. Muriel was doing the same thing she's always done for the most part. But when her memory deteriorated further, we went to Joe Tabor, a neurologist friend, who gave her the full battery of tests, and through the process of elimination, confirmed that she had Alzheimer's. But because she had none of the physical deterioration symptoms, there was still some question. So we went to Duke University near Raleigh, North Carolina, to the medical center there to get another opinion. My heart sank as the doctor asked my wife, Muriel, 'Muriel, can you tell me the four Gospels? Can you tell me what they are, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John?' And Muriel looked at her husband, Robertson, pleadingly, like, 'Help me.' And he knew. He knew that something was significantly wrong. 'Little did I know,' he said, 'the day was coming when we would be urged on the average of once a week to pursue every variety of treatment, vitamins, exorcism, chemicals, this guru, that healer, this clinic. How could I even look into them all, let alone pursue them? I was grateful to friends who cared because their suggestions were expressions of love. But listen to this. Somebody may have come to church just to hear this sentence. But for us, we would trust the Lord to work a miracle in Muriel. But if he didn't, I ask God to work a miracle in me." As a college president, he lived in a house on the campus. Some of you remember those days in college where the college president lived on the campus. But the walk from the home to his office was a half a mile, so it was a mile round trip. He said it got to the place where Muriel was so anxious and anxiety-ridden when he was gone to work that as many as 10 times a day, she would walk barefooted to his office, a half a mile and a half mile back, just to be with him, and somebody would take her back home. And finally, they got to the place, obviously, where something had to be done about it. And he said there were times at night when he would help her get ready for bed, and her feet were bloody from walking the half mile 10 times that day to see him. When he told the family doctor about what she was doing, the family doctor choked up and said, "Such love, such love." And then after a moment, the doctor said this, "I have a theory that the characteristics developed across the years come out at times like these." What characteristics would come out of your life at a time like this? You are either living in submission to the will of God, or you're living as a slave to your own will. You are either living in submission to the will of God, and so am I, or we're living as a slave to our own will. Which is it? If you get to the place where you acknowledge, "I have been a slave to my own will," you will find out that it's a dead-end street. It's depressing. It's sad. It's anxiety-producing to be a slave to your own will. But there is a freedom and there is a deliverance and a release that comes to a man or woman who says Jeremiah 10:23 is true. "Lord, I know experientially," Jeremiah says. "I get it, that a man's life is not his own and it's not for him to direct his steps."
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.